Hello, everybody. Welcome in to an emergency crossover edition of Locked On Eagles and Locked On Bills. Today is Tuesday, October 9th. My name is Louis DiBiase. Welcome into the show. Thanks for joining us on this bonus episode today. You'll hear myself and Gino Camilleri on Locked On Eagles in our original episode for today as well. But for right now, myself and Kevin Massari of Locked On Bills, you can follow him on Twitter, at Kevin Massari, talking about LeSean McCoy with the Eagles and Bills rumors that the Eagles inquired about McCoy today. Kevin, what's going on, man? A fun day to be an Eagles and Bills fan. I live for these rumors, and with Jay Ajayi tearing his ACL, the Eagles are in the market for a running back, and maybe they're trying to get back their former stud.
I mean, I haven't been on with the Eagles since you won the Super Bowl. We did a crossover like in January, wanted some content. It was great to... There's some random crossovers between these two teams, which is interesting still. They made that trade, obviously, last year, and it's talked about for this trade coming up now. I mean, I really think that this is a very manageable scenario. I think the biggest hang-up is the Bills and Sean McDermott still thinking, like last year, they have a cakewalk of a schedule coming up, and they want to keep LeSean McCoy. Other than that, if they would have lost to the Titans, I definitely think this move would be on the forefront of getting done.
So that's what I was going to ask you, because I've been thinking about it. And if I'm the Bills, look, I would do this trade for if they can get a second-round pick from the Eagles do have 2 seconds. Maybe they'd be more willing to give up a second. I would actually do it, but I think the Eagles could get him for less if the Bills were reasonable about it. Because, look, he's 30-plus years old. You know, the Bills, I don't think you're going to be in contention seriously for a couple years. So McCoy just doesn't add up to the timeline with the Bills. But you're right. I think with Sean McDermott, with how he wants to play football, well, with how he wants his team to play on offense, you know, the grittiness, he talks about guts and running the football. And I think he does think this team can still compete for a playoff spot this year. So I feel like that's going to almost hold back a deal that with another team in the similar situation with the Bills that the Bills are, I feel like a trade would be a lot more realistic.
Yeah, I mean, for the Bills, it comes down to value, right? So a team that traded away two of their best players, well, I mean, say what you should tell me more about Ronald Darby, but to the team going in last year, Ronald Darby was still considered, you know, kind of with newly coming on Trey White, they were considered to be a pretty solid duo.
Right.
The Bills kind of turned that on the head, trade Ronald Darby to the Eagles, and obviously acquired Jordan Matthews, as well as trading Sammy Watkins. So they took potentially the best player on their offense and one of their guys they were relying on, at least on defense, and moved him. So I don't really think that it's far-fetched. The only thing, the biggest hang-up that, you know, should be brought up is the C on LeSean McCoy's chest. I don't know what that would bring to the locker room. It's his first time being a captain. I just don't think that you can justify trading your captain. You can justify trading a guy that's not buying in, or vice versa. Someone that doesn't, you just isn't fitting a culture fit. But when it comes to LeSean McCoy, honestly, he's done everything he could in Buffalo, including enjoy his time here from when many Bills fans didn't expect him to really stay, to where he is today. It's been talked about him being traded for like the last 48 months, really, since he's been here.
Eagles called on him last year, so a thing that's been talked about.
I think they would need a second-round pick. I mean, I think that's the long way to say if the Eagles come with a second-round pick, it would probably get talked about. If they're sitting there, here's a 3 and a 4 or a 3 and a 6 or something like that, I think they hold on to the guy personally. I think they say, you know what he can be. He played in your franchise. Your fan base likes him. Honestly, we don't have to trade him. We're 2-3. We have the same record. We played potentially beside the Patriots, our hardest portion of our schedule. You know, we're one game out here, and it didn't play any division games. You know, going 4-2, 5-1 in the division, the next thing you know, 10-6 might get it, or do the Patriots turn around? But until that happens, I think the Bills are like, hey, man, you guys are needing a running back. You want to turn it around on offense for your team. We want a second-round pick here. You have two of them. I mean, I think that's how
right. –
and you're talking about a general manager who got an asset from their eighth lineman in Marshall Newhouse.
If you think – I mean, because that's what the Bills would probably be thinking. If you were Brandon Bean, what's your mindset? Because for me, if it was me, like, I pay attention. I live up in Buffalo, so I'm very in tune with the Bills and also with the Eagles. I think this is kind of a win-win if a deal is made. The Eagles need explosive playmaking right now. And LeSean McCoy is a legend of Philadelphia. He's the all-time leading rusher. And look, with Jay Ajayi going down right now, all they have is Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood in the backfield. They have to have...
That scares me.
They've been throwing the football a lot already this year with Jay Ajayi back there. And with this offensive line still playing well for the run, they have to bring in an explosive playmaker. It can't just be someone like a Spencer Ware. They have to make a splash for a guy like McCoy. And they, you know, they could do it. It would only be $4 million on the books for the rest of the year for bringing McCoy on. And then next year, you could get rid of him or you could keep him. They freed up $11 million in cap space by restructuring Fletcher Cox yesterday or on Friday. So they could do it that way. And then for the Bills, you collect a pick or a couple picks, young assets that help you down the road when you're going to be more realistically competing for actual, you know, accomplishments in the NFL other than just a wild card berth. But so, I mean, but the Bills, again, like you said, they might be thinking we're going to still be competitive. But what about you? Would you do the deal if you were the Bills GM?
I think that I would definitely do the deal. So once again, I'm not going to get too crazy with only taking like a fourth, like a Jai. I cannot believe he got the, you know, the Eagles were able to swing that deal at the price range.
And he almost,
you
know, the Dolphins were just purging last year.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the Dolphins were doing, honestly. It was like a statement. Just like the Dolphins waived Jordan Phillips, their defensive tackle, who came in and was a really good rotational.
Adam Gase is crazy. I mean,
I don't know what they're
doing. If the Bills, if it doesn't work out with the Bills for the Eagles, I'm going to try to go poach Kenyon Drake and see if they can do it 2 years in a row.
I don't think that's crazy. I mean, if for some reason he doesn't like the guy, he'll move on from him for nothing.
He only
but
has
I don't
14
think
carries in the past 3 weeks. So,
right. But, how about week? Is there a player that you could envision the Eagles being at a player of strength, position of strength, that they could move some to lower like they did last year, really? That they could lower the compensation draft pick to maybe be more palatable of a third, maybe fourth round pick with a player?
What guy
would jump out? Yeah, to get a McCoy.
So, one guy right now that would probably come off the top of my – it might be someone that would maybe be a free agent next year. So – I don't know if you guys would want Ronald Darby back, but I have the frustration with Darby has grown. And I know you guys probably don't want Jordan Matthews back, but we do have him again in Philadelphia. He did catch a 56-yard bomb last week. But regardless, I think Darby, he has fallen out of favor for me and for a lot of Eagles fans. I know Jalen Mills has gotten a lot of the flack in that secondary, but Darby, since that week one where he was really good against Julio, he has not been himself. He just hasn't played well, and he hasn't tackled well. But for the Bills, I mean, you guys might need another outside corner to go with Tre'Davious White. I think maybe Ronald Darby again. Maybe on the defensive line, the Eagles have a lot of assets there with Barnett, Chris Long, Brandon Graham, and Michael Bennett. Maybe they give up a Chris Long. I don't know, though. They don't like to give up defensive linemen.
Yeah, the Bills are pretty strong there. I think, truthfully,
it would be Darby, maybe, or, I mean, outside of that, there's not a lot of guys I think the Bills would be willing to deal with right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anyone who follows the Bills knows that receivers definitely, I mean, they're working on Benny Fowler and pretty much anyone that they can get their hands on lately, and they definitely kick tires on. It's pretty well regarded for Dez Bryant.
I do have one guy that maybe would make sense because the Bills, they could use offensive line help. The Eagles just benched Stefan Wisniewski, their left guard that started throughout that Super Bowl run last year. They put in Isaac Seumalo, who they really like. He's young, a third-round pick a couple years ago. And Wisniewski's not happy that he got benched. He's kind of fallen out of favor with the coaching staff. He talked about it on Twitter. Maybe they throw in him to help out the interior offensive line for the Bills. That's another name that comes up, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't count that out. I mean, I think the Bills, more than other teams, like their tackle play. Like, they don't think it's actually that poor. Russell Bodine at centers came in and been a pretty decent player for what he was expected to be. A lot of people hated him, although he started three straight seasons in Cincinnati is a serviceable guy. Mm-hmm. But they definitely have an expiring contract in John Miller. I mean, I think he's poor. And I know Wisniewski, I think, signed through 2019 for a reasonable, I think I saw around $3 million in that range. I wouldn't call that crazy for a guy with, you know, can't he play a little center too?
Yeah, he's played, when he was in Jacksonville, he played guard and center. When Jason Kelce actually got hurt at one point last year, Wiz was playing at center. So he's versatile too. And look, I don't think he should have even got benched, truthfully. I thought he's played better than Seumalo has this year, and I feel like the Eagles were maybe trying to send a message more, and also they really like Seumalo, and I feel like they want to give him another look to find out if he's the answer at left guard for the future.
What about Warmack there? What's his deal?
Look, if you guys want him and you want that cap hit, he is not worth the $2 to $3 million he's on the books right now for.
Is he playing? Is he doing anything?
Or? No, he last year would play in a rotation. They were playing musical chairs at left guard, but Jeff Stoutland loves him. He's familiar with him at Alabama, and he does provide depth. But look, if you guys want a Chance Womack, you guys can have Chance Womack for in a fourth round pick from McCoy.
I think your offensive line coach probably likes him more than we have the same thing. I mean Juan Castillo's in love with Jordan Mills. I mean we get it. Like, it is what it is. And Vlad Dukas. So like, those are guys that probably are worth way more to us, and I get it. So they definitely wouldn't value Womack more than a throw in slash maybe lower the pick a little bit, but they would not give you what you're looking for in that category. But
let me ask you real quick about McCoy.
Okay.
Going back to it, what is, because he's averaging only 3.8 yards per carry this year, took him 24 attempts yesterday on Sunday to get 85 yards. Is this more on the offensive line, or are you seeing a drop off with McCoy?
There's no drop off with McCoy. Yeah, I want that clear. Even if you don't trade for him, or you know, throughout Eagles Nation, like, I don't actually. What is your fan base known as? Like, obviously, you know, Bills Mafia. What do you go by?
Eagles Nation, probably.
Eagles Nation. Okay. Yeah, so Eagles within Nation. Eagles Nation, he's just as good as his 4.8 yards per carry, or whatever you want to call it. The line's been poor. The Bills won a drive by running the ball at the end of a game. It's phenomenal. I've never seen that before following football. I've never covered a game where the Bills said, we're going to come down with a game-winning running drive. I've never heard of it in my life. And the Bills did it with a LeSean McCoy, Chris Ivory combo. Chris Ivory, the reason McCoy probably is even half talked about is because of Chris Ivory. He's been pretty decent. He's a guy that many were like, he was bad in Jacksonville, whatever. He's came in and been like just lights out a good backup running back, and a guy that right now has proven that probably could start, even though he has a 2.8 yards per carry. That should tell you everything you need to know, that it's the Bills have been pass blocking well, which you wouldn't guess it from Josh Allen, but they've been struggling mightily in the run game. Teams are stacking the box on it. It's, if McCoy gets his, I mean, he's a captain. He's got to want to go to a team like Philadelphia, who would absolutely open up to 5 yards of carry for him again. I mean, there's nothing missing there, including only with his 24 carries is probably still the reason the Bills won last week.
I mean, that's what I saw.
With only 85 yards.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I still see the explosion. I still see the playmaking ability if space is open for him. And look, about McCoy, he did not want to leave Philadelphia. You talked about it, how you know, he has done everything right in Buffalo, and how people thought he didn't want to be there, because when they first got him, remember, he was not happy that he was not in Philadelphia anymore, and the Bills gave him that big extension. He was at the divisional game last year at Lincoln Financial Field. Him and Jeremy Maclin went to the game, the Eagles-Falcons game. So you bring him back to Doug Peterson, who was a coach with Andy Reid when McCoy was in Philadelphia for a long time. I think he would love to come back behind that offensive line that still, they're struggling in pass protection, but
kind of
for
reverse.
The run, it's kind of the reverse Bills offensive line right now. Against the, you know, for the run, that second half against Minnesota, they were running the football well. It's just that Peterson hasn't committed to it. And look, if you get LeSean McCoy in, that opens up the offense. That gives you an ability right now that they didn't have, and they, with Darren Sproles injured. But you now, with Jay Ajayi out, you need that. And really, I mean, Corey Clements, a better pass-catching running back than people thought he was going to be coming out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But McCoy is another level. And that's why I talk about that, too, with the Le'Veon Bell trade rumors, is that some people are saying, you don't give up a second or third for a running back that's not, you know, a young running back. And I'm just saying, it's not just a running back. This is instantly one of your best receivers, one of your best pass protectors, which you need right now, because Carson Wentz is getting battered around just like Josh Allen is. I think those two are top three right now in hits taken so far this year. So you need that help as well. And it's also just the fan aspect of it. Like, bringing LeSean McCoy back, everybody in Eagles Nation has heard about the reunions for years now. Since Chip got rid of Maclin, got rid of DeSean Jackson, and got rid of McCoy, every year it's, oh, the Bills inquired about McCoy. Could DeSean Jackson come back in free agency? Just a couple weeks ago, the Eagles were going to work out Jeremy Maclin before they brought back Jordan Matthews. It would just be cool, too. I feel like people would be satisfied. They feel like something, a wrong would be, have been done right by bringing one of these guys back. And for me, McCoy is still probably the most talented and the best one of the three. So it would just be cool from a fan perspective, too, to see a return. Like, reunions, they're cool in sports. We see him, like, with LeBron going back to Cleveland, or Coming to Buffalo. We're both from Buffalo. Like Pominville going back to the Sabres. It's just a cool element to the game.
I mean, and McCoy's still just as good as – I mean, I still struggle to say he's taken any step back. And one thing should be clear, too, on the Bills. They're not going to take a discount for this weird legal thing going on with his, like, exes. I mean, hey, the guy got mixed up with some bad stuff and women that are – but these women have changed their opinions on what has happened here many times.
It's such a spotty story.
It's a really spotty story. It kind of reminds me of the Patrick Kane story a little bit, up in Buffalo and Chicago, obviously. But it's one of those stories to where this, I mean, they've came in with this like random evidence after flip-flopping, after claiming things, after, I mean, look, I don't know what happened. No one does. The story's spotty. I don't think the Bills are going to make a long story short. I don't think the Bills are going to take a discount at all because they're worried about some legal problems. He's actually even came out so confident and said, "What am I in trouble for now?" That was his latest response whenever one of the allegations change. And I'll be careful because I don't know that they're false. I'm not going to comment like that. I do know that it's very spotty and the stories, if you read them and leave through them on your own time, they don't make any sense. Like they just do not make any sense. McCoy was nowhere near any of these scenes. Like, and they're trying to connect dots that aren't there. So,
yeah.
Both crazy, like it's crazy, like the stuff that's going on with him. So it's not great, and I'll admit that. But the Bills aren't, in other words, the Bills aren't going to say minus a draft pick because, you know, we're worried about that. They're going to say, no, we're not going to, you know, reduce the price at all. This guy's the reason we made the playoffs last year. He's still just as good. Our team might be not as competitive this year for X reasons, even though, honestly, the Bills roster's, in my opinion, better than last year, but that's a story for a different day. They're going to want to trade LeSean McCoy, and they're going to want to get that draft pick back. I think it's reasonable. Brandon Bean will trade anyone. Except Josh Allen. They'll trade anyone on this roster tomorrow if the right pick. And if the Eagles say, you know what, a second, we have two, we'll link them up with the old nostalgic belief. We need this guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to help us make that push back to the promised land. I think it's a win.
I mean, which he would. I mean, look, he had 1,600 total yards in back-to-back years, and suddenly there's a drop-off this year. I don't, like you said, the eye test, you just watch him on the field, you can tell when a guy has lost a step. Like, just go to Peyton Manning, right? You just can tell when the guy was done. He couldn't throw a football.
Watch McCoy last week against Tennessee. Yeah. He's considered a good defense, and watch his blocking, watch what he does, watch how he pretty much is the whole entire Bills offense. That's why they need a second back. They can't just trade him. That's essentially worse than trading Tyrod mid-year or even trading Josh Allen today. The team would be that much worse with him on the field. And probably, honestly, if we don't get another player back, they'd probably want a running back. So I don't know if that's Josh Adams or ex-player. They'd probably say that there isn't a player involved. They're probably going to say, hey, man, we're going to want one of your three running backs or whatever you have on your roster now.
Which I think the Eagles, I mean, they like Josh Adams. They like Smallwood and Clement, but
it would be one of the three.
I think they'd be willing to give up Adams or Smallwood. I think they really like Corey Clement, and I feel like he's part of the future, and he's big for pass protection and in the receiving game. But the other thing, too, with McCoy, like you talked about the character, and I don't think the case is going to have any impact on a trade. And, you know, McCoy's gotten into other stuff. You know, there's been other stuff off the field.
Cops.
I mean, the thing is with him, like you said, I mean, he's a captain on the team right now. And the Eagles, this was a similar situation last year when they brought in Jay Ajayi, was people in Miami said there were character concerns. There were locker room situations that Ajayi caused. He was unhappy in his role even when they were winning games. Then he comes over to Philadelphia in this culture, and everybody loves playing for Doug Peterson on this team. You just saw the comments from Michael Bennett today, and you didn't hear one word about Jay Ajayi having issues in that offense, and he was a second or third option in a three-headed monster. I mean, they ran LeGarrette Blount, they ran him, and they ran Corey Clement, and they did all three, and all three of them played a lot of football, and you didn't hear him complain. So I'm not really scared, and the Eagles are not scared of taking risks on players that, you know, have those quote-unquote concerns when a lot of time, you know, it kind of goes away right when you bring him in. And, of course, winning has a lot to do with that culture. But I don't think that's going to shy. I don't think that's going to make the Eagles shy away from McCoy. They know the kind of person he is. He was there for the first, you know, 6 or 7 years of his career. So I also don't think that's going to be a big part of it either.
Yeah, and I mean, to wrap it up for you guys,
yeah,
there's no issues inside the locker room with LeSean McCoy. There's nothing going on here. He's a guy that's, like you said, was named a captain. Sometimes, like, the locker room cancer, you know, complainer, you know, what Jordan Phillips was when the Bills claimed him. He complained with his playing time, whatever. That sometimes can be worse than some off the field stuff. And honestly, it's not worrisome at all if the Eagles were to trade for him. I'm not just saying that because I want a better asset from the Eagles. I'm just saying it's just stupid to even be worried about the off the field stuff. You're not even getting a guy with locker room issues. Like, it's not like he's complaining. He was a guy that sat through like a couple of really bad offensive performances this year and didn't complain at all.
And he's rallying around Josh Allen. And look, he knows a lot of the guys still with the Eagles. He knows Jason Peters. Yep. He knows Darren Sproles. He played with Darren Sproles. He knows Doug Peterson. So Howie Roseman was there when they drafted him. So look, it's going to be fun though, Kevin. I'm going to keep tabs on this throughout the week.
Yes, please.
You know, if they lose against the Giants on Thursday night, they might really be pushing to make a bigger splash. And McCoy could be that splash. So it's going to be fun, and we'll keep in tune with it right here on Locked On Eagles and Locked On Bills. Kevin, well, I'm sure we'll be in touch once again. These teams randomly keep getting linked together, so I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and looking forward to doing maybe an emergency special edition if something does happen.
Well,
especially
with
those Eagles 10 days they have off. So that probably is the Bills might be targeting something there maybe Monday. Them too, if they lose to the Texans, I could see them deciding to move on as well.
Fun stuff. So that's going to do it from myself and Kevin Masseri of Locked On Bills. This has been an emergency crossover edition of Locked On Eagles and Locked On Bills on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning into the show. Follow Kevin on Twitter, at Kevin Masseri. Check out his stuff on Locked On Bills. And follow me on Twitter, at DiBiaseLOE, and all my shows on Locked On Eagles. So for Kevin, I'm Lou DiBiase, signing off. This has been the Locked On Eagles, Locked On Bills crossover podcast.